This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Basketball is battling their way through the ACC, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Damon Stoudemire Show.
Gets a clear out. He swings back and jams it down. Down the right side of the lane. Rising to the rafters at McCamish.
We'll hear from Georgia Tech basketball head coach Damon Stoudemire as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech hoops on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
And a very good Monday evening to you. Welcome into a new edition of the Damon Stoudemire Show. It is always great to visit you, but especially when we can visit you after a win at McCamish Pavilion. You were treated to another down-to-the-wire one at 10th and Fowler, but the Yellow Jackets come out victorious on Saturday, 65-60 over the Syracuse Orange, and now they will seek a win streak. Back at home on Wednesday as they take on the Clemson Tigers, 7 o'clock tip-off. Make sure you get your way down to McCamish Pavilion. Make sure you settle in for the next 60 minutes as we talk Georgia Tech basketball with the head coach of your Yellow Jackets, Damon Stoudemire. My name is Andy Demetra. We are happy to be visiting with you on a live edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. And for the very first time, we are right down the road, about a couple of miles, Kelly, three-pointers from McCamish Pavilion at Hattie B's Hot Chicken, 7-Eleven, 10th Street Northwest here, their brand-new location. Location in West Midtown. They've been a terrific partner of Georgia Tech Athletics and Georgia Tech Basketball. Make sure you come out, eat some chicken, talk some hoops. We'll do that for the next hour with the head coach, Damon Stoudemire. And on that, let's welcome him in, the man himself, head coach, Damon Stoudemire. Now, we were joking with the table here. We got the Hattie B's hats in front of us. It almost feels like it's our like signing day ceremony for Hattie B's. But always good to see you, especially after you guys get the dub on Saturday. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, you know, happy to be here. And like you said, especially happy after we got a win.
65-60 didn't come easy. I don't think any of them will this season. Mm-hmm. But you guys got the stops down the stretch. You held Syracuse without a field goal for the last 550 of the game. And to put that in context, Syracuse shot 63% in his previous game versus number 7 North Carolina. I know it wasn't a perfect game, but you guys fought hard. Some clutch offensive rebounds down the stretch. Defense was solid throughout. What was the mood afterwards? What did you convey to your guys about that win?
You know, I just told them that I was proud of them. We've had a tough go at it. Obviously, the last month, you know, really, but we've had some really, really big victories. And, you know, we always show that we can, when we stick together and play for 40 minutes, that we're capable. And I think that, you know, that was my message, that if we can finish the year out, you know, the same way we played on Saturday, I think that, you know, some good things are happening. I was just really, again, proud of the guys. And you know, there's a couple of things that I highlighted to the team before the game, and we did for the majority of the game, we did most of those.
Well, nothing was more impressive than the work you guys did on the windows. Plus 21 in rebounding margin. By Dongo and others got some really crucial offensive rebounds or back taps to extend possessions, get you guys to the foul line as you were looking to close it out. And this was following a night in South Bend where rebounding was sort of your undoing. What was the message that you relayed to your guys leading up to the Syracuse game about what needs to be accomplished on the glass and how you saw them make those extra effort plays that, as it turned out, made a big difference?
Well, It's been disappointing the way we've been giving up offensive rebounds over the course of the last four or five games. And, you know, I told the guys that we needed to do a great job on the glass on both ends. If we limited Q's to one shot and then we did a great job on the offensive glass, then I felt that we'll put ourselves in a great position to win the game. And, you know, for the most part, we did that. We did limit them to one shot. We played great defense. Mm-hmm. You know, Bell, you know, who came in really shooting the three. We did a good job of running him off the line. And then on the offensive end, we did a great job of getting second shots. And, you know, probably the biggest play of the game is, you know, by his offensive rebound, we get it out to Miles, and, you know, we were able to hit two free throws and go up five, make it a two-possession game.
That was just a pure hustle rebound by Bye, who had a double-double, 16 points, 11 rebounds. Miles Kelly had a double-double, 16 and 10 rebounds. The last time Georgia Tech had two players record point rebound double-doubles in an ACC game was back in 2016-2017. And you nearly had a third double-double because Tafara was, what, about one rebound shy of getting a point rebound double-double himself. So clearly there was not just one guy suctioning in all of the rebounds. Offensively, you were led by Kyle Sturdivant, 17 points, 4 3-pointers, including the one right after Syracuse regained the lead with about 3 minutes to go. And from that point on, you wouldn't relinquish that lead. How did Kyle steady things offensively for you?
He made some big shots. You know, Kyle, he's done that, you know, for us when we've needed it this year. And, you know, he's really played well at home especially. And so, you know, he ignited us. And, you know, every time we need a boost, you know, he's been there. And, you know, I think when him and Nate play together, I think he gives us the extra ball handler, and it makes him more effective as well.
It wasn't the most efficient night of offense for Miles Kelly. Needed 15 shots to get 16 points. He comes into Wednesday's game 8 points shy of 1,000 for his career. But he had that big and one late, and if you missed it, it was a runner. He shot that with the offhand. Took the contact from Malik Brown with the and one, gave you guys a two-possession game. That was maybe the biggest basket, the biggest field goal of the night, but his defense can't be overlooked because you were facing two really explosive, high-scoring guards in Judah Mintz and J.J. Starling. You could throw Chris Bell into that conversation as well, but it seems like Miles played some really sound defense to make it an inefficient night for those guys as well.
Yeah, I thought Miles did a great job, you know, on the defensive end. And, you know, I talked about it. I think we were in Notre Dame. You know, I think that his shooting numbers, you know, we obviously want those to be better. But other than that, across the board, he's a better all-around player. And, you know, he's been hitting the glass. He's playing both sides of the court, and I thought that he really did a good job of staying between his man and the basket. And, you know, I'm seeing things from Miles that, you know, that leads me to believe he's growing as a player. And, you know, just happy for him. And, you know, it'll be a big night for him. You know, as a player, I've scored more than 1,000 points, and, you know, that's a big achievement, and, you know, he's done it in 3 years and still has five games. Will have most likely do it in his junior year and have, you know, more games to go so he can add to that total.
Well, Miles and the rest of the guys had to adjust to a Syracuse team that played predominantly zone in the second half. And we broke down the synergy numbers. It obviously a tale of the times now, no longer having Jim Boeheim on the bench, but entered the game Saturday. Syracuse had played about 80% man-to-man in half court, about 20% zone. It was probably flipped, 80% zone, I would wager, in that second half. What was the good, the bad, the in-between of your guys' work versus Syracuse's zone? I know the turnovers became an issue. You finished with 17 for the game. But, you know, you want to make sure you learn from every type of defense and coverage that you play. And what'd you make of your guys' execution versus the Syracuse zone?
I mean, I call it uneven at best, but effective when we needed it the most. And, you know, we haven't played against a zone team, you know, pretty much all year. You know, possessions here, possessions there. But Syracuse, you know, they played a little small for the most part. And I think that, you know, with the heavy minutes that guys log on their team, they try to give them rest in the zone. But I thought the zone allowed us a little bit, you know, even though we did turn the ball over in the first half, it allowed us to find a rhythm. We got offensive rebounds. We got second chance opportunities. And that's something that we hadn't been getting. Again, we hadn't hit the offensive glass that well. But the ball just has to move, whether it's, the ball has to touch the paint in the zone, whether it's by pass penetration or dribble penetration. And, you know, that's the key. And I think that when we did that, we were really good.
Well, you got the job done, and we look forward to seeing everybody back in McCamish on Wednesday night for the rematch versus the Clemson Tigers, the team you beat last month at Little John in double overtime. It was a thriller on Saturday. Looking forward to what the next 40 minutes at McCamish have in store on Wednesday. And we got plenty more to talk about with the head coach, Damon Stoudemire. Let's hit our first time out. We are live once again tonight from Hattie B's here in West Midtown. It's a live edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the Beer Finder at NewRealmBrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
This is our home, and at Georgia Power, we believe every Georgian deserves a clean energy future. A future that includes around-the-clock nuclear energy, producing zero emissions. And thanks to the dedication of thousands of team members, we've recently completed the newest nuclear unit at Plant Vogtle. A unit that will serve our customers with reliable energy for generations to come. Learn more at georgiapower.com/Vogtle. That's georgiapower.com/VOGTLE.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups, it's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Witness the new era of Georgia Tech men's basketball under the guidance of their new head coach, NBA great Damon Stoudemire. Coach Stoudemire has brought the excitement back to the Thriller Dome, and you can be a part of it. Don't miss the next home game presented by EGP when Clemson visits McCamish Pavilion on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. Great seats are still available for purchase, and you can get more information at RamblinRec.com. Hurry up and grab your tickets to experience the thrill and excitement of Georgia Tech basketball. Sting 'em.
If you miss any of your favorite 680 shows or any of our headlining guests, they're all available anytime at thepodcastpark.com. Get the latest on the Braves from KMac. Exclusive daily content from your favorite 680 hosts like Buck Ballou, Chris Domino, Matt Chernoff, and Chuck Oliver. Plus all types of shows to fit your schedule. All at thepodcastpark.com. Presented by Associated Credit Union. Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Man, the tenders are out here at Hattie B's Hot Chicken in West Midtown. Side of tonight's live Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. Great to have you with us. He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andrew Demetra, Tech, fresh off that 65-60 win over Syracuse and welcoming in Clemson for the rematch at McCamish Pavilion. Tip time at 7 o'clock. On Wednesday. We had noted him in the open, David, but let's talk about him some more. Tafar Gapari gave you some really solid energy in that first half especially. Finished with 10 points, 9 rebounds. What pleased you about Tafar's performance versus the Orange and the way he stayed engaged with you throughout?
For me with him, he just got to be aggressive. I really don't care what he does. He can throw the ball in the top row. But when he's not aggressive, he's just not effective. I just don't like him playing timid. Mm-hmm. I honestly, and I mean that, I just don't want him to be timid on the floor. Because when he plays aggressive, he's just a better player. When he's running, when he's cutting, trying to rebound, trying to get lost in the little things instead of settling for three-pointers, like I like him better that way. He's more effective as a player. He doesn't realize that each and every game, but that's when he's at his best.
Yeah, he certainly was. That was one of his better performances of the year. I thought his best single individual play, though, was on the defensive end. First half, he drew the switch on Judah Mintz. And you had told your guys, Judah Mintz is going to give pump fakes and dip that shoulder and jukes and feints, stay down. And he did. And he forced a tough contested shot that was missed. And you guys grabbed the rebound. And that might have been that same play where he was almost caught the alley-oop in transition. But that was just a textbook play. It may not be measured in a box score, but it's one of those things, too, where if you know the scouting report, you know that Tafara defended that play at a really high level.
Yeah, and then he got a blocked shot on Mintz, went out of bounds as well, you know. But I thought he did a good job. But to me, I mean, the biggest thing is he got to stay aggressive. When he's not aggressive and he plays passive, it's just he's not as good. So I was just happy that he, you know, did everything with force and stayed aggressive.
Ibrahima Sanko, we didn't have a chance to catch up with you about Ibrahima after the Notre Dame game, which was the midweek game. But, man, 13 points, which is a career high for him. Active, hard-cutting, pounding the boards. He was 6 of 8 from the floor against the Irish. He gave you 15 and a half minutes against Syracuse. How has he been developing to earn some more playing time of late?
You know, Sacco's been having better practices, and, you know, I think that's the key. You know, he's been getting better, and I've said it before, you know, even in the Wake Forest, going back to the Wake Forest game, the game just got out of hand so fast. I thought he played well then, but the problem was is, you know, we were trying to, you know, get back in the game, so it just wasn't a place for him. But, you know, I really like the way he's been moving off the ball, and that's been the biggest key for him. In the Notre Dame game, he did that. And he had his moments, against Syracuse as well. But I like the way his trajectory is going, and I think he's getting more comfortable out there.
Is it one of those situations, you hear this cited by football coaches, if you're going to make a mistake, get there faster. You know, if you're going to make a mistake, do it by cutting hard. Do it by, you know, playing with maximum energy and effort. Is that sort of what you're imparting to the likes of Tafara and Ibrahima, just to get them in that attacking mindset?
Yeah, just don't go over there. Listen, don't go out there playing, looking over your shoulder. You got to go out there. You just got to play. Mm-hmm. You know, coaches are going to be coaches, but as a player, you just got to go out there and just play as hard as you can and let the chips fall where they may.
Are your players gaining slowly, I think, because it's an evolving process. Right. But do you see your guys starting to gain some intuition in your offense? You don't want them to be robots out there. And with your offense, there are some reads that you need to make, playing out of pick and rolls and making those extra passes, guys having to lift off the ball and create angles for themselves off the catch. Is that something that just simply comes with time? How can you hasten that process as a coach? How are you seeing your players start to acquire a little more intuition as they're running your offense?
Well, I feel like at times we do it really well and then at times not so well. But the biggest thing is if we can just cut back on our turnovers, you know, the ball moves well. You know, the two things that have hurt us the most over the last 5 to 6, 7 games has been, you know, our lack of defensive rebounding and then doubling back with our turnovers. We just, you know, the turnovers at the wrong time. Sometimes we're not turning the ball over, we just turn it over at the wrong time. And so, you know, when the ball moves well for us, you know, I do think guys, you know, really know where their spots are on the floor and you know, just stay in character. You know, it's like I always like to say, just stay in character, play to your strengths and not the things that you can't do.
There you go. Now, like you said, it takes a while for everything to gel. Yep. And, you know, we're still sitting here at February 19th, but any coach would tell you, you're still learning about your guys even at this late in the calendar, late in the season. And, of course, that schedule continues for your Yellow Jackets in about 48 hours, Wednesday night in Atlanta at 10th and Fowler, where your Jackets take on the Clemson Tigers, 7 o'clock at tip time. We'll be on the air with Network pregame at 6:30. Time to hit another timeout. We are live tonight at Hattie B's, 7-Eleven, Northwest 10th Street here in West Midtown, right down the road from McCamish. Is the Damon Sotomayor Coaches Show, and it rolls on after this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch. But here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Here comes the Ramblin' Wreck. My family and I love watching Georgia Tech football. Though it's hard to choose between the big screen at home and the excitement of being in the stands. Either way, SCANA Energy's part of the action as a proud partner of Georgia Tech. So join SCANA and my family in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season. Sign up with SCANA today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Recycle. Compost. Eat local. Eat vegan. Don't use straws. Don't use plastic bags. Don't use hairspray. Drive a hybrid. Drive an electric. With so many ways to help the environment, it could be overwhelming. But the easiest way to make a difference can be as simple as paying your gas bill. With the Greener Life program from Georgia Natural Gas, your natural gas usage is carbon neutral. Join Greener Life to offset the carbon emissions from heating your home and help keep Georgia a little greener. Sign up today at gng.com/green.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups, it's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Just a reminder, if you couldn't make it out for tonight's live edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show here at Hattie B's in West Midtown, we'll be right back here next Monday, 7 o'clock, 711 10th Street Northwest, literally right down the road from McCamus Pavilion, where we can't wait to see you on Wednesday as the Yellow Jackets take on the Clemson Tigers. Of course, Georgia Tech went down to Little John Coliseum last month. It took until the stroke of midnight, but got that 93-90 double overtime win, and they'll try to cinch a sweep over the Tigers on Wednesday. We'll break down that matchup a little later on in the hour as we continue the conversation with I believe the 1996 rookie game MVP at All-Star Weekend, considering we're just coming off All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis, Damon. What is it, 19 and 11 assists, I think I saw in the rookie game back in 96? Alamo Dome?
Yeah, 19 and 11. And
who's counting, though, Ryan?
Yeah, through the game-winning alley-oop to Vanderbilt's head coach, the Jerry Stackhouse.
How about that? Hey, what's it going to take to make these All-Star games more competitive, man? I don't think we can stomach another 211 to 186 game.
Well, you know, the one thing that people don't take into consideration, and I think that it wasn't as much of this when I played, and I'm speaking from going to the All-Star game last year when I was with Boston, we coached the All-Star game. Man, you have so much that you have to do. And I don't think that people understand that. So I'll give you my 3 days. So we played Wednesday, we flew Thursday morning, we got to Utah. Mm-hmm. I coached the rookie sophomore game, so you had a meeting that night. Okay, then you wake up in the morning, you have practice, you have a shoot around. You know, just to try to get some type of organization. You're not really going to have any organization because it's an all-star game, right? So you have that. Then you go in the back after practice. You got to sign all these autographs. You know, coaches sign autographs. The players, they got all these Panini signings and all these different signings. And then you had a sponsorship events. They have all the mixers that they have to go to. Then we played at night. Okay, we played that game. You can't leave until everything is over. So when everything is over, now, you know, you got those guys. They got to go to these parties and to the same thing again. Sponsorship events. You wake up in the morning. Then we had the All-Star team practice. I think our captain was Giannis, because Giannis mm-hmm. was hurt. So Giannis was our captain. So we had practice. Okay, then you got NBA cares. Then they got to, so you have so much stuff.
So by Sunday night, you guys are just exhausted. Nobody wants to play defense.
So by Sunday night, the only thing that people are doing is the players, the coaches, everybody had those private planes waiting at the airport so they can get out and go home. You know, because you know the All-Star break is extended, and so I just think like there's so much other stuff that goes on. You know, the highlight of the weekend, what most people wouldn't know, the highlight of the weekend for most people is going to the Legends brunch on Sunday morning. So the NBA has a Legends brunch, and so that's when all of the past and present, you know, NBA players come together. And it's such a great event because, before he passed, the great Bill Russell's going to be there. You know, you'll see Julius Erving, you'll see Larry Bird, you'll see all of your childhood heroes.
Who is the guy you're most excited to meet at the Legends Brunch going up to All-Star Weekend?
Julius Erving. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it was from the standpoint of, you know, everybody else. You know, my childhood hero who I grew up emulating was Isaiah Thomas. And he drafted me. So I had the best of both worlds. So I was with him every day for 2.5 years. So that was just totally different. But Dr. J was the guy that I grew up in. You know, you watching CBS, you know, back then it wasn't no cable. The kids wouldn't notice you had the rabbit ears on the top of the TV. You know, and you watching games. And, you know, you're watching guys like Dr. J, Kareem, Magic Johnson. And, you know, I was lucky because I met Magic when I was in college. You know, I met him when I was in school. So, you know, a lot of the guys that I, you know, had grew up not emulating, I couldn't emulate those guys, but I love watching them play. But that's such a great, great event. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, it's a who's who of basketball. And to me, the highlight of the weekend isn't the All-Star game. That's something that goes unnoticed unless you actually been to All-Star weekend and could get into the brunch. But the Legends brunch to me is like, by far the highlight of All-Star Weekend.
But here's the thing. So I was watching some highlights of the 2001 All-Star Game. I believe that was in D.C. Mm-hmm. That was when Kobe and Stephon Marbury were trading baskets mm-hmm. down the stretch. And guys were getting after it. Yeah. I mean, it was a competitive game. So it's not like it's an ancient artifact to see a semi-competitive All-Star Game. I mean, yeah. what would it take if you were Commissioner Damon Stoudemire to, you know, add a little bit more attentiveness, I guess you could call it, to the actual game itself? Or is there really no turning back?
You got to put some perks on it.
Okay.
You know, I think that might work.
Are we talking these kind of perks here?
I don't know if it's necessarily money. I maybe like, you know, perks where if the East wins, you know, maybe the East gets home court advantage, or if the West wins, the West get home court advantage, and it's regardless of record. Mm-hmm. Like, because you know, guys, at this juncture of the game, you're going out there, and I think that, you know, the older guys, they look so much to the All-Star game because it wasn't as much other stuff going on. So I just think the exposure is still different in 2024, you know, but it's something that they're going to have to visit. You know, I personally, you know, I get it. I think I get it because I felt like All-Star Weekend hurt our chances in Boston last year winning, because what nobody talked about was, and it made me realize how great a teams Michael Jordan had, those Bulls teams, those Laker teams with Shaq, Kobe, and those guys, because we played to June. We played until Father's Day weekend, and then we had a couple weeks off, and then we went to Summer League. And then we took a couple weeks off after Summer League, and then we went right to basically training camp almost. And then we played straight through and then went to the All-Star game. I felt like we were tired. And then what happened is Jason, he scored like 55 points in the All-Star game. So we kept him in, and although he got All-Star MVP, I felt like that hurt him. We came back from the break, and I just didn't feel like we had the same pop. I felt like we was playing catch-up, and then I came here. But then watching them from afar, I still felt the same way.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? I think it's a lot. I think that weekend's a lot. I think it's draining, actually.
So it's kind of a mixed blessing then to get the All-Star nod, huh?
To get the nod is undeniably a great honor. But you got to pace yourself that weekend because there's just so much going on.
It sounds like the schedule is so relentless. That's a hard thing to accomplish, too. I did not realize this until I was looking it up today. We had mentioned your rookie game MVP award. You won NBA Rookie of the Year. You broke the NBA rookie record for three-pointers in a season. And I'm sure you remember whose record you broke. You broke at the time. Now I believe it's Donovan Mitchell's record now. But at the time, you broke the NBA record, rookie record, for three-pointers in a season. Whose record did you beat?
I don't know.
Dennis Scott. Yeah, how about that? A little something you could talk about with Dennis
okay,
the next time
yep,
you see him.
Yep. Yeah. I'm definitely going to let him know
hey,
I broke
Dennis,
his record now.
Yeah, remember that record you had for rookie three-pointers? Yeah. Blame me for that. You only had it for a minute or two.
You know what I mean?
There we go. Like that. You also, I believe, set like an NBA rookie record for three-point attempts in a game, like 21.
It wasn't rookie.
Okay.
But at that time, I did. I actually set the record. Now I set the record for most attempts, without the makes.
Oh gosh!
And so James Harden, his name would pop up on the screen a lot, and he broke my record. But then what happened was J.R. Smith broke it. But I took 24 three-pointers in an NBA game back when three-pointers was not shot like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I only made five of them, too.
Well, threes beat you, twos don't, right?
Hey.
I love it. You got to hit another timeout. Great conversation here. We're again live at Hattie B's in West Midtown for a live edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. We'll continue with Damon Stoudemire after this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Here comes the Ramblin' Wreck. My family and I love watching Georgia Tech football. Though it's hard to choose between the big screen at home and the excitement of being in the stands. Either way, Scanna Energy's part of the action as a proud partner of Georgia Tech. So join Scanna and my family in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season. Sign up with Scanna today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANNA or visit scannaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
Listen up, Yellow Jackets. Westmar is now leasing for fall 2024. We are excited to announce our partnership with Westmar Lofts. All-inclusive rates and fully furnished apartments located right in the heart of West Midtown. They offer Georgia Tech students a private shuttle service that takes you to campus every day and recently renovated floor plans and amenities. Westmar Lofts offers the lowest rates in the city. Stop by and tour today. Call 404-897-1003 for more information on their current specials for fall 2024.
Looking for the perfect game day or really any day food? Honcho Chicken is your answer.
You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Ponco's award-winning healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Ponco's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Ponco also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at PoncoChicken.com.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Okay, now everybody in.
I volunteer for the third row. This sacrifice is my destiny. I can curl my legs up like a pretzel so everybody's suitcases can fit. And, hey, it's actually super nice back here.
Finally, a three-row SUV where everybody wins. The first ever Lexus TX. See your Atlanta area Lexus dealer.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. This is the Coach Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Georgia Tech coming off that 65-60 win over Syracuse at McCamus Pavilion on Saturday. Right back at it at 10th and Fowler on Wednesday night as they welcome in the Clemson Tigers, a team that still has some NCAA tournament ambitions, 7-7 in the ACC, though we recall one of those losses came at the hands of the Yellow Jackets last month at Little John Coliseum. Nathan George had 20 points, 6 assists. Took two overtimes, but the Jackets got the job done, and they'll look to validate that with a season sweep over the Tigers on Wednesday night. We are live tonight once again from Hattie B's West Midtown, right down the road on 10th Street. He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. And, Coach, I wanted to specifically wait until we had the live audience to ask you this question and kind of ask for your recollections of this. I know you've been a part of some big games. You've gone against some memorable teams in your career in basketball. I want to ask for your recollections of your game-winning steal and layup to beat NSYNC in the 1998 MTV Rock and Jock basketball game. I don't know how many people are aware of this, but you nutmegged Justin Timberlake and helped drain the life out of NSYNC in an MTV Rock and Jock basketball game back in 98.
So it's funny you bring that up because I don't know why that's been played so much lately. And for the record, Justin Timberlake fouled every play. Nick Carter fouled every play. So my team, we had, it was myself, it was Kevin Garnett, it was Method Man, and it was
Red Man, Eric Sermon.
Eric Sermon and Cameron. We played Mark Jackson, NSYNC, Antoine Jameson, and it might have been a couple other guys, but, you know, we was just playing around, and I think at the end of the day, I got a steal, and, you know, a little layup. But it was fun, though. It was out in Malibu. We had a really good time. It was really good. Those were the good old days. They need to bring the MTV Rock and Jock back for the kids. You know, they need to see that.
MTV Rock and Jock basketball walked so the celebrity game on All-Star Weekend could run.
Yeah,
you were part of a team that was known as the Players Club on this MTV Rock and Jock. And to determine possession, they had, and you could see the footage, it's on YouTube. They had something called the Battle for the Ball. It was basically you versus Justin Timberlake one-on-one. If you made the basket, you guys got possession.
Didn't I take it between his legs?
You took it right between his legs. Nutmegged Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Did it Trae Young. Trae Young did to KD last night.
Yeah. And you got a steal on Justin Timberlake and then drove. You finished with the left, got the win. And also your teammates, so Cameron and Method Man and Kevin Garnett, hoisted you up on their shoulders in triumph.
I'm a little guy. You know what I mean? I finally got carried off the court.
But Justin Timberlake, He was physical, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, and I actually ended up meeting Justin. Seeing him again, and he remembered that. It was in Memphis when I played for the Grizzlies. You know, he had a little ownership in the team at that time, and he came to the game and whatnot. But, yeah, he's from out that way. So, yeah, those were some good times.
What did he remember when he brought that up with you?
Between the legs.
He still remembers
it. Can't forget that.
Oh, man.
Can't forget that.
You just humiliated boy bands back earlier in your days, huh?
Man.
How about that? That's too much. Let's turn our attention. There's no really smooth way to pivot from talking about MTV Rockin' Jock back to your guys, so we'll just go straight into it. By Dongo, he had a double-double for you against Syracuse, 16 points, 11 rebounds. Yeah. We had already discussed that clutch offensive rebound after Kyle Sturdivant's missed the free throw line.
Yeah.
Had six turnovers, was able to survive that, but what can you learn to maybe cut down on the turnovers, and how was he still, in spite of that, impacting the game on Saturday?
He's become consistent for us, so I think that you forget he's a freshman, and he's still learning. He's still learning the game, and a lot of people don't understand this. And I said this, and I'll keep saying it because every tradition is different, and sometimes I forget with Bai, you know, he's from the Senegal, and it's frowned upon to look an adult in the eyes, and most people don't know that, and so talking to Bai sometimes, he, you know, never met a young kid that's so passionate, but sometimes I'm like, it's not disrespectful here in the United States. You can look at me in the eye and we'll talk, but Bai is like, I love him because, you know, he wants to be the best, you know, and he's growing as a player, and I thought that he got back to doing some of the things that he's capable of doing. Yes, he had turnovers, and I think that he has to have an offensive awareness when he has the ball. Who's guarding him? You know, what is his strength? Should I face him up? Should I back him down? I think those are the things that he's trying to figure out right now. But, you know, I've loved what he's brought from the day he got here. And the moment he stepped into the lineup, he's been effective.
Nathan George, he ceded some of his minutes at the point to Kyle Sturdivant. Hard to argue with that with some of the buckets that Kyle gave you in the second half. And as we had noted earlier, Kyle Sturdivant had 17 points, 4 of 8 from 3. For Nathan, what can get him back on track? I know it hasn't been a sparkling last three games from an assist turnover ratio for Nathan, but you know what he's capable of, certainly.
Yeah, I think Nate is fine. I think he hit the NBA, they call it the rookie wall. I think he's hit the freshman wall. I look at him a little from the standpoint of, you know, he was thrust into a position just like overnight. I think that he's done a great job. He's taken advantage of all the opportunities that he's gotten. And fortunately, we would love for him to play better, but I'm riding with him. I think he's going to be a great player. He's a program guy. You know, when he's not playing well, the thing about him is he's cheering his teammates on. Mm-hmm. So it's all about team first. And, you know, he's going to be really good. But, again, you know, he'll get back on track. I'm not worried about him. The one thing about him that for me, I hold confidence in him about is he's confident in himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You think about the pass he threw, about 5 minutes to go in the second half. He threw it, and it was a lob. And it was, it wasn't a great pass, but you know, as crazy as it sounds, at least he tried it. Not scared, you know. And I just hate when guys play in fear, you know, because don't make an excuse for not trying to be great. Just try to be great. That's all you can do each and every game.
Hey, he was fearless in the closing seconds of regulation versus Clemson last month, facing the Tigers on Wednesday, and Nathan had 20 points, few threes, 6 assists. He was making his imprint all over that game. Late shot clock defense was not maybe at the front of the marquee in the Notre Dame game, and we've seen some lapses as well late in the shot clock. What can your team do to sort of better tighten up in those, as you call them, randoms, you know, late shot clock situation where guys just have to go and create?
Got to have a sense of urgency. You know, that's on both ends of the floor, whether it's offense or defense. We understand that, you know, late clock situations probably going to create, if we're on offensive rebound, some type of long rebound, a short shot, nicking the rim, something like that. You know, you got to anticipate what's next. I use that phrase a lot in basketball. You got to anticipate what's next. You got to be able to read a miss off the back, off the glass, off the rim. Defensively, you know, you got to know that it's going to be a long rebound. You got to box a guy out, and that's going to be so important because Clemson, our next opponent, is really good on the glass. And you know, at times when we played them the last game, we got the win. It was like a brawl for us, though. But we felt like watching from the sideline, it feels funny. I say this all the time. There's, as a head coach, for me, I feel funny when, one, we always – if we're consistently turning the ball over, and then, two, if we can't get rebounds. Like, that's the only thing that really makes me feel funny.
Yeah, P.J. Hall, Ian Chaplin, they combined for 32 rebounds, 51 points, but it was your classic threes beat you, twos don't game because they only made three threes. Right. You guys made 15 of 35, and end of the night, you guys win by three.
Yeah, I thought we did a great job in that game of, you know, containing Gerard. You know, he didn't really get going. We guarded the three, and again, you're right, you know, the twos don't beat you, threes do, and we did a really good job. And then when we had our opportunity, you know, we took advantage, and you know, we were able to make key buckets down the stretch.
Well, since we started the segment discussing it, I think it's only fitting we close the segment. I do have the battle for the ball with Justin Timberlake here queued up on my phone. If you want to give us a little play-by-play here, Bill Bellamy was the play-by-play guy for the MTV Rock and Jock with, I believe, Jason Williams of the Nets. But, yeah, why don't we watch a little of this? Obviously, you know, so here you are, shake, swaying,
little shake,
Justin.
Little shake. He reached, and I was about to teach. So, you know what I mean? I take it between my legs and, you know, a little layup, and there we go.
A little raise the roof?
Yes, yeah, a little raise the roof.
If you couldn't tell, it was from 1998.
He come mess my head up, mess my hair up. It's getting a little tan. We out there in Malibu, you know, all the people behind. He tried to close his legs, but it didn't work.
And then finishing soft with the left hand.
Yes, yes.
I don't know where that ranks among your most seminal basketball moments, but it is certainly one that I'm sure not a lot of others can duplicate.
No, it's not often. It's not often that you get to play basketball and then take it between Justin Timberlake's legs.
That is a story that you can tell for a long time. All right. Georgia Tech versus Clemson, 7 o'clock tomorrow at McCamus Pavilion. We'll take our final timeout. We'll dive more into a preview of the Tigers, 17-8 overall. Third highest net ranking in the ACC behind North Carolina and Duke. Big challenge for Georgia Tech, but they'll look to validate that win from Saturday with a winning streak over the Tigers. And that'll continue the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show after this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Come stay at the Kimpton Shane Hotel, located in the heart of Atlanta's Midtown neighborhood, highlighting everything that makes the city iconic: food, music, art, and history. Between relaxing in the plush guest rooms and experiencing the luxury amenities, eating delicious cuisine rooted in Southern soul at Hartley Kitchen, or sipping one of the signature botanical drinks at the Aveline Cocktail Bar, you'll never want to leave the Shane. Go to ShaneHotelAtlanta.com and book your stay today.
Looking for the perfect game day, or really any day food? Ponco Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Ponco's award-winning healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Ponco's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Ponco also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at PoncoChicken.com.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups, it's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch,
But here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Recycle. Compost. Eat local. Eat vegan. Don't use straws. Don't use plastic bags. Don't use hairspray. Drive a hybrid. Drive an electric. With so many ways to help the environment, it could be overwhelming. But the easiest way to make a difference can be as simple as paying your gas bill. With the Greener Life program from Georgia Natural Gas, your natural gas usage is carbon neutral. Join Greener Life to offset the carbon emissions from heating your home and help keep Georgia a little greener. Sign up today at gng.com/green.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups, it's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Back with you live at Hattie B's in West Midtown. We'll be here again next Monday for the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. Put that in your GPS, 711 10th Street Northwest, literally right down the road from McCamus Pavilion. And on Wednesday night, Georgia Tech back at home as they welcome in the Clemson Tigers for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Final segment here with Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. We've discussed Bayan Dongo. We've talked about Ibrahima Sako and his contributions. I know he's had to pick up some of those minutes left behind by Ebenezer Dewana and Debo Coleman. The folks saw Debo warming up but did not play in that Syracuse game. How close is Debo to being cleared and potentially being back on that court, Damon?
He'll play tomorrow. So he had full contact today. You know, first day he's had contact since he had got injured. But, yeah, he'll be playing tomorrow. You know, Debo's doing well, and we look forward to having him back.
Talking about Ibrahima and Bai, I feel like we owe a tip of the cap to your grad assistant, Rob Bennett. Fans may not know Rob. They'll certainly see him on the bench and would recognize him. But, you know, Bai and Ibrahima, they're both from, you know, West Africa. Bai from Senegal, and Ibrahima is from Guinea. They're both native French speakers, right? Rob is from Cameroon. He played collegiately at Embry-Riddle and finished up his career at Berry. He's, you know, in graduate school at Georgia Tech on an engineering degree. So he's a brilliant guy and multilingual speaker. But, you know, Rob is a guy who does a lot of skill development with your guys after practice. And I know there has to be so much comfort that those guys can take. And having a guy like Rob who speaks their mother tongue that, you know, sometimes just for the comfort of it, you have somebody who can speak back in French with them and be able to relay some things maybe in a more concrete, specific way for them in French. And that's what Rob has been able to provide for some of your guys this year.
Yeah, no, Rob has been really good. And I had a couple people even ask me because towards the end of the game, you know, Sako was confused on something. And so I just wanted to make sure he wasn't confused. I actually called Rob from behind the bench. And told him to come, and I want him to tell Sako something. You know, Rob is like an unsung hero, and, you know, I'd do anything for Rob. I think, first of all, he's just such a good guy. You know, I mean, I've never been around just a genuine guy that just cares and is, you know, selfless for the guys. And, you know, I love being around him. And, you know, I think he's going to be a good coach one day if that's what he wants to do. But he's been really good, and, you know, I'm happy that I've gotten to know him. And, you know, he's done a really good job with those two guys, but just with everybody. You know, again, you know, he's one of the unsung heroes in the program that, you know, he does a lot when nobody's looking.
Because basketball has a language all its own, and you can communicate something, and it just may not completely click for those guys. And then Rob is sort of that liaison or that resource who can kind of, break it down and translate it in a way that those guys can understand.
Yes, no question.
Yeah, Rob is from Cameroon, and when we were at Duke, I said, I know you normally used to go and do Cameroon indoor, not Cameron indoor, but he was a good player in his day, too. He can get out there and be on scout team for you as well and get it done.
Yeah. Rob actually went back. Someone I worked with in Boston, Steve Chingang, is from
Vanderbilt.
Went to Vanderbilt. Yes. So Steve, I worked hand in hand with Steve every day. Steve is from Cameroon as well, and Steve had a camp in Cameroon this summer, and Rob went back home and worked Steve's camp and everything. So no, it's and then I played with Ruben Boomche. You know, in the NBA, he went to Georgetown, and he was the first pro from Cameroon. Then you had Luke Baamute, who went to UCLA. Mm-hmm. He's been in our gym. You know, he's an agent now. So, you know, Cameroon has had a lot of guys that have had success.
Yeah, the guy Embiid is pretty good, too, Cameroon.
Really good.
Yeah. So, as we discussed, Clemson, they're 17-8. They're 7-7 in the ACC. It has been, in some respects, a hard luck 7-7 record for the Tigers. They lost to the Jackets, of course, in double overtime by 3. Their last 3 ACC losses have all been by 1 point. And that included Saturday when they coughed up a 12-point lead in the second half, fell to North Carolina State. So not only the win that you guys pinned on them last month, but recently what occurred to them on Saturday, they will come in with your fullest attention. Defensively, it seems like they've started to tighten some things up. Give us the breakdown of Clemson, what you've seen from them since you played with them at Little John.
Well, I mean, they're the same squad. They've inserted Clark into the lineup, but it goes through the two bigs, you know, and I think that it starts and ends there. You know, P.J. Hall is, you know, he'll be right up there for Conference Player of the Year, and he's scoring the ball so well. He gets such deep position. You know, one thing we have to do with him is, you know, we got to make him take tough shots, but we can't foul. You know, another thing that's killing us along with the turnovers and giving up the offensive rebounds that we haven't been guarding well without fouling, and we can't put him on the free throw line. You know, Gerard is their outside threat. You know, but again, it's the two bigs that I'm concerned about, and you know, that offensive glass is going to be so important.
You attempted 35 threes in that game. You made 15, so it was nearly 43%. But if you look at the volume of three-pointers to overall field goals, that was your highest three-point rate of the season. Really quickly here, Damon, how did Clemson's defense maybe funnel you into shooting that rate of threes?
Probably the physicality of the game, be honest with you. You know, and I think that, you know, they pack the paint, so penetrate, they suck in. You kick. We had wide open threes, but then we made some tough ones off the bounce as well.
Yeah, like Kwesi Reeves, like Nathan George down the stretch and in the overtimes. And we'll see if Georgia Tech can dial up another win for you at McCamus Pavilion on Wednesday night. And that will wrap up this week's edition of the Damon Stoudamire Coaches Show. Big thanks to our friends here at Hattie B's West Midtown for hosting us. We'll be right back here at Hattie B's next Monday at 7. Damon, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much. He's Damon Stoudamire. I'm Andy Demetra. From all of us, thanks so much for listening to the Damon Stoudamire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.